And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 15th of April, 2014. It's the birthday of Henry James, author of 20 novels, 112 stories, 12 plays, and several books of travel and criticism. Born in New York City, 1843. Father was a friend of Thoreau, Emerson, Hawthorne. Family traveled throughout Europe. When Henry James was in his 20s and writing short stories, he moved to Europe because he could live cheaply there, and he fell in love with England. He wrote, "The capital of the human race happens to be British." What he really wanted to be, though, was a dramatist. But one of his plays was poorly received, and James himself was booed on opening night, and that discouraged him. He never earned much money from his writing, nor did he win the acclaim that he had hoped for. His friend Edith Wharton lobbied for him to win the Nobel Prize, to no avail. And towards the end of his life, James got a generous advance from Scribner's for a new book, an advance that actually secretly came from Edith Wharton. It was on this day, 1802, William Wordsworth and his sister Dorothy were walking along the banks of Ulswater Lake, 9 miles long in the Lake District, and they happened upon a profusion of daffodils. Dorothy wrote down a description of the daffodils, and Wordsworth wrote the poem 5 years later that begins, "I wandered lonely as a cloud that floats on high o'er vales and hills when all at once I saw a crowd, a host of golden daffodils beside the lake, beneath the trees, fluttering and dancing in the breeze." It's the birthday of Leonardo da Vinci, born Leonardo di Ser Piero da Vinci in Vinci, Italy, 1452, best known for his Mona Lisa and The Last Supper, two of the most famous paintings in the world. But he left fewer than 30 paintings when he died, and most of those were unfinished. He was a perfectionist and a procrastinator, having worked on the Mona Lisa on and off for the last 15 years of his life. He was drawing up plans for inventions like the submarine, the helicopter, the armored tank, and the alarm clock, none of which came to fruition in his life. Here's a poem for today by Edith Wharton entitled Spring Song. The first warm buds that break their covers, the first young twigs that burst in green, the first blade that the sun discovers, starting the loosened earth between. The pale soft sky, so clear and tender, with little clouds that break and fly. The crocus, earliest pretender to the low breezes passing by. The chirp and twitter of brown builders, a couple in a tree at least, the watchful wisdom of the elders for callow younglings in the nest. The flush of branches with fair blossoms, the deepening of the faint green boughs, as leaf by leaf the crown grows fuller that binds the young spring's rosy brows. New promise every day of sweetness, the next bright dawn is sure to bring, slow breaking into green completeness, fresh rapture of the early spring. A poem from May 1876, Spring Song, by Edith Wharton. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity.com, a brain training program designed by neuroscientists that's been used by 50 million people worldwide. More at Lumosity.com. And by Anchor Bay Entertainment with Philomena, directed by Stephen Frears, starring Steve Coogan and Judi Dench on Blu-ray and DVD April 15th. Produced by Joy Biles, assistance by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.